Okay, so we did the Mishnah yesterday, I believe, on, for the new Perek. So we're going to pick up by the Gemara. Well, pretty much. Okay, so the Mishnah said that if someone says to his friend, go and be Mekadesh this woman for me, and the friend stole the deal, he took the deal, and went ahead and was Mekadesh the woman on behalf of himself. Mishnah says, Mekudesh Shlesheni. So it's still Chal, she's Mekudesh to the second one. So Tana, we learned in it.
Why would we think
otherwise? That was yesterday's daf. So okay, let's look at the Tosfos Haomer. So Haomer, so Tana, Masha Asa Asri. So what was done is done. So Ella Shenagbo Minag Ramos. But the only thing that he did was that he was Zeremai. Whatever's done is done, but he's not such a nice guy. We call him that. He's a Ramai. That's not the right thing to do. The Tana didan halach nami dekatani. That he's a Ramai. He also says halach, which means halach baramos. He went with deceit. He's a deceitful individual. Right? That's what he says. Did Menachem not do the Tosos yesterday? He didn't do the Tosos.
The Mishnah.
Yeah, Homer.
What? He just got the Mishnah done.
You didn't do the Tosos Mishnah? Oh, okay. So Tosos says, the Im Tomer Mach Kiddush Yishkan. What's the Kiddush here? Pshita. That's Pashut. Says, V'yesh Lomar, the only thing with the case, the Mayri could go into Amar Shaliach Li'isha B'shas Kiddushin. That the Shaliach says to the woman at the moment of the Kiddushin, Ploni Shlachani Likadshcha Lo. So-and-so sent me to Mekadosh you on behalf of him. U'besoch Kach Amar La. And then he says to her, Harayat Mekudesh Li. V'hi Yada the Kidshe L'Navshe. And she, he... In other words, he basically, but the question is, what's the chiddush? He didn't trick her. It says right away, he yada the kitchel anavshe. She knows that he's mekadish her to him. In other words, but his language was, so and so sent me, but her ain't mekadish is Lee. So you may have thought that because he originally said, so and so is mekadish me, sent me, then he says Lee, that it's, that maybe it would be a something that it wouldn't work. But if she doesn't know, if it's a purely trick, she won't be Mekudesh at all. Because she has to have her consent. It's not divorce. This is Kedushin. You have to have consent. Right? You might have said that since he was said originally, I was sent to be Mekadesh on behalf of so-and-so, and then it says Li, that Li means in accordance with the Shlichus that I'm sent. Kamash Milan, that Li means really he's changing the whole scenario. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, Gemara asks, Maishna Hacha, the Ha'omer Lechavero. Right over here it says, Ha'omer Lechavero. When it's setting up the Shlichus, the Mishnah says, Ha'omer Lechavero. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer Lechavero. But over somewhere else, Umaishna Hassam, that's on Daf Nun, the Katani, it said over there, Ha'omer Lechlucho. There it says, Ha'omer Lechlucho. Go say Kadesh li Isha Plonis b'makom Ploni. Go and betroth so and so in such and such place. And he was Mekadesh that woman, but in a different place. Right? We said Eina Mekudeshes. She's not Mekudeshes. Why over there does it say the lashon of Shlichus, and over here it says the lashon of Alchaver? So the Gemara says Hacha Ravusa Kamash Malan. Here in our Mishnah, it's teaching us a Chiddush, and there in the Mishnah, in the afternoon, it's also teaching us a Chiddush, meaning each Lashon is specific. Hacha Rabusa Kamash Malan, here the Lashon is teaching us a Chiddush. The Itana Shlucho, had it said, Ha'omer L'Shlucho in our Perek, Havamino, we would have thought, Shlucho Hu Dehave Ramai. Right? We thought that a Shliach would be considered a Ramai, the Samcha Daite. Right, savor avodli shlichusi, aval chavero de lo samcha daita emelo lahaver imai. I'm not sure why it'd be the difference, but he's saying that if you would have said shliach, when I appoint you a shliach, I'm really appointing you to do the work on my behalf. I'm so mech on you now because you're my shliach. I'm appointing you to do a specific act. So therefore, if you change the act, then you're considered a imai. But if I would have only sent my friend, in other words, I didn't say, go ahead and I didn't appoint him specifically for this act. Chavero seems to indicate, you know, you're my buddy, you're going around, happy to find this woman, go right ahead and be Mekadesh her. So maybe in that case, he doesn't have such smichus das on his friend as he would on a shaliach. And therefore, if the friend went ahead and changed the deal, then he wouldn't be considered a Ramai. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
But is he a shaliach or not really?
See, I don't understand. If he's asking somebody to do it on his behalf, even if he doesn't use the word shaliach, right, why is he not a shliach? I'm not sure. That's the chiddush by saying shliach over here, right? Rashi says, what's the difference? You have to be appointed to have the authority. Either way, I mean, your original question I think is better. But either way, you're appointed with the authority. Once you have the authority, why does it matter whether you call them a chaver or you call them a shliach? Okay. And Hassam, and over there, Rabusa Kamashman, teaching us the chiddush also. Di'itana ha'omer lechaveiro. In that case, had we said ha'omer lechaveiro, hava amina, I might have thought chaveiro hu dechikitsha v'makom acher ein mokadeshes. Right, the case over there was he says to betroth this woman for me in such and such place, and he ends up betrothing the woman in a different place, and they say it's an ein mokadeshes. So maybe over there chaveiro it would be ein mokadeshes. The savra lo tarach, because he's just telling his buddy if he happens to bump into this woman to marry her on his behalf, but he doesn't think that he's going to go ahead and be toreach to go to every other place. So if he finds her a different place, he never appointed him to marry this woman in that other place. Aval shlucho, when you hire an agent, when you hire a shaliach, that person's working on your behalf really hard. He's going to do everything in his power to accomplish what he was sent to do. And therefore, mara makam humlo. When he says in such and such place, it's just saying, I think that's where she is. And therefore, if he marries her somewhere else, it would still be Mekudesha. So Kamash Malan, our Mishnah's come, the Mishnahis have come to teach us that Shlichus and Chaverus is the same thing. I don't know why you would have a Havamina otherwise. Okay. Rabin Chasida, Rabin the Chasid, he's the righteous one. Azil Likadush Le Itasa Libre. He went and he had to be appointed a Shaliach to marry. To betroth the woman on behalf of his son. And instead, Kitchel Nasha, he did it for himself. So Mar says, Vahatanya. So the Gemara, that, I think that's the irony. Vahatanya, but doesn't the Bryce just, didn't we just say, Masha Asoi, El Shinobu Minagramos? But he's a Minagramos. So why is he, what's he doing? He's Ravin Chasida. What's he doing? The Gemara answers, Lo Yahavu Nehile. He went to betroth her on behalf of his son, and they said no. The woman said no. He said, okay, how about me? Okay. So she didn't want the son, she wanted him. So the Gemara says, fine. So Iboile Lo Die. So at least he should have told the son what's going on. All of a sudden he comes back and tells the son after post facto that, yeah, had you just like introduced it to my wife, who's not your wife? So he violated the Jew. So Savar of the Chasidah lost. Ada hachi hachi. She must have been a very desirable woman. Until I would go back, tell my son, and then come back and be mekadesh her. Ada hachi v'hachi. Also in a shachrin mekadesh lei. Somebody else would have jumped me and be mekadesh her. And since he didn't want to lose her, he had no obligation to go back and tell his son. Rabba bar Rachana yahiv lezuzei l'rav. Rabba bar Rachana gave money to Rav the Amar and said to Rav, Zavna nihile lahai ara. Go buy that land, blow that parcel of property for me. So Azil, Rav went with it, and Zavna lanavshe, and he bought the karka for himself. And he stepped in. It's like, he asked the broker to find you a house, and the broker goes ahead and buys on his behalf, which I think is illegal in New York, but that seems to be the case. So Vahatanya, the Gemara says, Masha asa asa el chanagba minigam ramos. If you point a student to do something on your behalf, and then he goes ahead and does it on his for himself, yeah, definitely the Kenyan is valid, but he's a Ramai. Why? And so Rav is what's Rav doing? This Minog Ramos. So the Gemara answers here, Baga de Alime Havile. This was in a valley, I think Baga is a Bika, it was the valley of very strong people, meaning that they don't sell it to whoever they want. Rashi says, Bika Shobali Zroa Haisa, Veloya Nichul Chol Adel Miklos Karka Etzlam. It's a mafioso. They decided who gets to buy property in their area, and they did not permit the sale to go through to Rav Bar Chana. But they said Rav would be a worthy neighbor for them, so there was no chance that he could buy the property on behalf of Rav Bar Chana, but he bought the property on behalf of himself. So the Rav, so he says, Baka Dalima Havele, the Rav Nahigi be covered, the Rav Bar Chana alone Nahigi be covered. They would not sell to Rav Bar Chana, but they would sell to Rav. So Gemara says, okay, you buy Leila Odiye. He should have told him. He should have gone back and told him. So Gemara says, Savar ad hachi v'hachi asik nishachrin ezavin lei. By the time I go back and tell him, they didn't have phones, they didn't have, you know, instant messaging to tell him what was going on. So by the time I go back to tell him and then come back to buy it for myself, somebody else sold to somebody else, and I might as well get the property if they were willing to sell it to me. Rav Gidol, Another case. Rav Girdel have a mahapich bahi ara. He was, machlokas Rashi tells us what type of land it is, but Rashi, basically, he was trying very hard to purchase a parcel of land, or to be koneh a parcel of land. Rashi says, Mechazer acharel, his kosbo min a hefker, oshi nenelo balabayas. He was either trying very hard to acquire this piece of property from hefker, I'm not so, how hard you have to try to acquire something from hefker, but, or maybe he was trying to work out a deal with this balabayas to sell it, in negotiations. Toso says, Professor Rabbi Tam, it's dafka by Mechakol Memkar. But so he's trying to negotiate this land deal with somebody. Azal Rabbi, so in the midst of that time, Azal Rabbi Abba Zavna, Rabbi Abba came in, jumped the gun, and bought the land for himself. I guess Rav Gidl was negotiating, it got to a certain price, Rav Abba comes in, swoops in, offers a couple dollars more, takes the property. So Azal Rav Gidl, Kable the Rav Zera. Rav Gidl went to complain to Rabbi Zera. So Azal Rabbi Zera went, the Kable, I guess he told the story, Rav Yitzhak Nafka, to Rav Yitzhak Nafka, who happens to be the Rebbe of Rabbi Abba, the one who bought the land, should give Musar to Rabbi Abba. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Yitzhak said to Rabbi Zera, Hamtim Achiyala Etzlein Leregel, wait till Rabbi Abba comes to us, by Yontif, I guess, when he comes to meet his Rebbe. So Kisalik, and when he gets here, when he came up, Ashrechei, he found Rav Yitzhak Nafka. So Amar Lei, Rav Yitzhak Nafka says to Rabbi Abba, Ani Hamahapit Becharara. So the Ani, who's like digging for the cake, meaning he's trying to be Menzocha this item, right? Uba Achav Enot Lahomeno. And somebody else comes and takes it from him before the Ani has the opportunity to actually make the kinyan. Mai, what's the din of this guy who jumped in? What's his din? So Amar Lei, Rabbi Abba says back to Rabbi Tanakha, Nikra Rasha, he's a Rasha. So Rabbi Abba says to him, Elamar, my time of Haki. So why did you do this? So he says, Oi, Amar Lei, Mojandana, I didn't know. There was a for sale sign. It didn't say under contract. So I walked in, and I made an offer, and the guy took it. I had no idea that he was in negotiations. He had no idea he was in negotiations with Rav Gidl.
This is not a case of Shlichus.
No, there was never mentioned shliach to me. In the past three cases, nothing to do with shliach. Okay. This case has nothing to do with shliach. Okay. The first two cases were shliach. That's why it says that he was appointed to shliach. Here, it doesn't say he was appointed to shliach, because it's not a case of shliach. Okay. So Amr Lei, so Ella Mar, my time of Abed Hachi, Amr Lei, lo aviyadana. So Hashtanami, so now that you know, Nesvin Hilimar, go give the karka to Rav Gidl. Go give it to him. You know, why you jumped in? So Amr Lei, Zabuni lo mezadli. Interesting. So he says, I can't sell it to him. The Araka Maisi, this is the first property I ever bought. Velo mezadli milsa. It's not a good simon to sell your first real estate deal. I don't know how that applies nowadays. I'm still in the first house I bought. What if I want to sell it? Is that a simon raw to sell? I don't have the down payment to pay another. I need the house. I don't know. Okay.
Maybe just to flip it.
I don't know, but so he says, Lo Masamna Milsa. So it's not a good simon. So Iboi Bimatana Nishkle. But if he wants, I'll give it to him as a matana. I don't want to sell it to him, but I'll give it to him as a matana. It's a bad simon to sell it. But Rav Gidl, no Nachisle. Rav Gidl didn't want to take that karka in a matana. Dixiv is Sonim Atos Yichya. He doesn't want a gift, he wants to buy it. He wants to gift it, he wants to buy it. Nothing's doing. Rav Abi, no Nachisle. Mishim the Hapi player of Gidl. Rav Abba didn't want to go to the karka now. He didn't want to use the karka because he wanted to give it to Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl wouldn't go because he wouldn't accept the present. So velo mar nachis la, velo mar nachis la. Neither of them went to the karka. Umiskarya, and they call the karka Aro de Rabbanan. That's the karka of the Chachamim, which Machlokes Rishonim. But it seems to be that they just made it hefker for the Talmid Chachamim to go use this karka. This became the land that these guys, that the Talmid Chachamim could go use in order to make some profit. I guess. Fine. The Mishnah had said.
Why would he didn't know that buying for the land? He
correct.
Was there initially and bought the land.
Correct.
So what obligation does he have at all?
It doesn't seem to be here that there's a legal obligation, but there's an ethical obligation.
Why do you even have
because now that he knows that somebody else was there first, he should have done
it.
What?
When he bought it, he didn't.
So there's no obligation to return it. He wants to return it. He wants to return it. Those guys were better. They're better people than us. He wants to return it, and the guy doesn't want to take it. So Mishnah said, a man says to a woman, you be mikadesh to me after 30 days. and somebody else comes and does Kiddushin within those 30 days, the Mishnah says that she's Mikodesh to the second person, because that second Kiddushin was Chal prior to the first Kiddushin. So some say, we saw the totals earlier, but some say the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the first part is nothing, is zero, there's no Chiddush of the first part. The Chiddush is just that first part of the Mishnah has come to teach us this second part, the guy who jumps in. So Rav, so the Gemara then says, Lo ba acher v'kitcha b'toch shlo shimao. What's the din? No one came in, and they have 30 days elapsed. He says, I'm right out after 30 days. 30 days elapses, what's the story? So Pasha says, now she's married. Because we think that it's a Tanai. But Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, Mikudeshes. She said, they both say that she's Mikudeshes, because that's, she said, after 30 days, she's Mikudeshes to me, so she's Mikudeshes. The AFLP, Shen Nit Aklu Hamos. Even if the money is no longer there. Remember, we mentioned the idea of that Hamikadesh B'milveh. If I loan the woman money, and she has the money, and I say, you know what, with that money that I loan to you, you'll be Mikadeshes to me. We say it's not Kiddushin, because that's Mama Mosla Hotza Nitna. That's not, you didn't give her anything. If he says she has a Pikadon, she's holding on to the Pikadon, she's watching my stuff, and I say, oh, you'll be Mikadeshes with that, that's a good Kiddushin, because there, that money wasn't given for her to be used, we're just being it to watch, so what I'm giving her, I'm actually giving her my money. But that case of the Pikadon only works if at the time he says, Harei Mikudeshesli, that there's a pruta left over. There's nothing left, and there's nothing left, meaning it was stolen or whatever. So the Gemara says here that in this case, if he says, Harei Mikudeshesli on day one, gives her the money, and then comes day, come day 30, there's no money left, whether it was stolen or something happened to it, she's still Mikudeshes, even though the money is so it's not like Milveh, and it's not like Pikadon. He says, and that's what Gemara says, Umay taima, hani zuzi lo l'milveh dami. The money is not considered like milveh, which means that she wouldn't be mikudeshes at all, because here the money was given to her at the beginning, b'toras kiddushin, and lo pikadon damu. And it's not like a pikadon, which we require to have a pruta left over at the end, because it was given to her at the beginning, l'shem kiddushin. L'pikadon lo dami, the Gemara says, pikadon b'rushusa d'marika metalchi. Pikadon needs to, because the pikadon always is in the hands of the giver. It's my money that I gave for her to watch. It's basically she's watching on my behalf. It's my money. She didn't get anything but Torah's Kiddushin. But honey, and here it was given to her in her Rishus. It's just delayed. I'm giving this to you for Kiddushin, but it's delayed. It's only Michal in 30 days. And then, and also the Milva Lodamu, it's not similar to the case of Milva, because Milva Lotzanitna, honey, but Torah's Kiddushin, even in the LA. Milva was given for her to use. Outside, this money is to be used. But man, the whole bachlok is how that actually works. But here, the money was given to her day one, not b'toras milveh. It was given b'toras kiddushin. So that's why, even if the money doesn't exist after 30 days, both Rav and Shmuel agree that she's still mikudeshes if no one jumped in the meantime. Okay, let's say lo ba achav rekitsha. Right, she gets a rei mikudeshes lachash lo shim yom. No one comes in. No one comes in to marry her. But uchazra ba maho. But she says, she changes her mind. She doesn't want to be married anymore. Day 28, she says, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. Or even day 30, I don't want to do it anymore. I changed my mind. I had charata. So what's the story? Can she be chozeres or may she not be chozeres?
Before the end of the 30 days or after it? What does it mean?
It would have to be before the end of the 30 days, because after the end of the 30 days, it's an automatic okay. Comes in. Okay. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar chozeres. Rabbi Yochanan says she can retract. Va'asi dibor umavatel dibor. Her words of acceptance can then be, her words of non-acceptance can be mivatel her prior words of acceptance. Reish Lakish Amar eno chozer. She can't retract. She can't just say I don't want it anymore. Lo asi dibor umavatel dibor. The dibor does not have the koach to mivatel a prior dibor. So before the woman said yes, and now she says no, her no cannot bump off the statement.
So she's
automatically. She has no. She has to do something else, probably, other than this a dibor. She has to do something else to retract. So, Esri, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Whatever it is, she has to do something. She must have to do a maisa, because all he says is dibor cannot be vital dibor. So, Esri, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. You say that dibor cannot come be vital dibor. How about the following Mishnah in Trumos? Right, yeah, the Mishnah Trumas, where Bala Bayis appoints a shliach to separate Truma on his behalf. Ubitel, and he says, and he changes the shlichus, and he bitel the shlichus. im ad shelo taram, if he's mevatel the shlichus prior to the shaliach being separating the truma, bitel. Then the shlichus is batel. It's gone. It's null. The ain't truma, so truma. Whenever the guy separated, it's not considered truma because he didn't have the authority to separate that truma. But over here, it's the dibur over diburu. It's one dibur, meaning my appointed your shliach, and now I'm saying you're not my shliach. The dibur is coming, and mivatel the second dibur is mivatel the first dibur, right? How dibur diburu kaasi dibur mivatel dibur. You see, it works. She can be mivatel. So to the woman, she can retract. So the Reish Lakish says, no, it's different. I hold that I'm going to hold that dibur has the koach to mivatel dibur. I mean, there are going to be two ikadamis here. This is the first memra. That Reish Lakish is interesting. Oh, yes, dibur can mivatel dibur. That's why in that Mishnah in Truma, one dibur can mivatel another dibur. But here in the case of Kiddushin, it's different. But Shani, Nisina's most Yadisha, the Chimaisa dummy, below us the Dibur Vatal Maisa. What happens over here is the man says, Harayat Mugadesh is Lila Achash Loshim Yom, and gives her something, and she accepts something. So there's a smidgen of a Maisa over here. So her Dibur later, according to Reish Lakish, cannot override this Dibur and the small Maisa. Because it's not an actual Maisa, because nothing actually transpired. An action took place, but there wasn't an actual Maisa. Then nothing transpired, but nevertheless, Reish Lakish holds that's enough of a Maisa to not allow a later Dibur to be Mevatel it. And Rav Yochanan says, it is. It's just this Dibur. So now Rav Yochanan asks Reish Lakish again. I'll give you the following question. Mishnah saw on Gittin on Daf Lamed Beis. Hasholeach get leishto. Someone sends a get to his wife via a shaliach. The higia b'shaliach, and the guy catches up, right? The shaliach catches up to the shaliach. O sheshalach acharav shaliach, or he sends a second shaliach to catch up to the first shaliach. The amr lo, and says to the first shaliach, get shenasati l'cha batel hu. The get that I sent you is batel, you don't deliver it. Hareis a batel, we say that's batel, and the shaliach can't deliver it again anymore. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'hanasinas get liyad shliach. When the guy gives the get to the shliach, the chinasinas most liyad isha dummy. That's the same thing as giving the money or giving the kesef kiddushin to the woman. That's a maisa, right? And nevertheless, the katani hareis a batel. The Mishnah says, I can be mevatel the shlichus. So my dibur of saying you're not my shliach is mevatel the dibur that you are my shliach and the small maisa of giving him the get to deliver. You see that the dibur is mevatel. So it's a kashan Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish's answer is no. Hasam nami kol kama de lo mata gitel yada dibur v'diburhu. And asi dibur v'atel dibur. Reish Lakish says, that's not a maisa. The maisa would be when you give the get over to the woman.
Right.
Here, I'm just giving him the get. That's not a maisa. That's not the maisa. There's no, it doesn't accomplish anything by giving the shliach the get. Right. It's only a shliach l'holacha. It's not a shliach l'kabbalah. Right. So that's a case of dibur, and Reish Lakish says, I agree by pure dibur can be mvatel pure dibur. I disagree by the kedushin because there, when I give the money to the woman, I guess he's going to say, yeah, there's no maisa right now, but by giving it to her now, it will have effect in 30 days. In the previous cases, the shliach never finds the woman, nothing ever happens.
Right.
Here, something's going to happen, so that's more of a significant maisa, and that's why the dibor can't be mevatel dibor and that maisa. Okay, so that is... So that's Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan asking Reish Lakish. Now, Reish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan. Okay, we know the Gemara in Chulin tells us that a kli is not, well, it's actually Mishnayos, but a kli, a utensil, is not mekabel tuma until it is finished, it's completed, it's made, it's done, it's completed, and the owner wants to use it as is. But if the owner has not, in his mind, has not completed the creation of the kli, he wants to add a handle, he wants to do something to it, even though the kli itself is now usable, it's not mekabel tuma until the owner has in mind that he's finished. Right? He's finished. So Eisvei Reish Lakish for Rav Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asked the final question of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that it's not, I don't know what to say why this is purely a question. This may be a question of Reish Lakish also, because Reish Lakish also holds, they both hold in this case that pure dibor is mevatel pure dibor. So the question is as follows. Kol hakelim yordi l'day tumasan b'machshava vein olim miday tumasan ela b'shinu maise. If you have a kli, it can now become susceptible to be mekabel tumah by machshava, just by thought. If that kli is finished, it's now ready to use to as a utensil, and I have machshava that I'm done. Now it can be kavul tuma. Then only me day tumas and el b'shino ma'isa. But now if I decide I want to do something else to the kli, but I can't just say, oh, now the kli is not complete. My machshava now cannot be mevatel l'shem kli. I have to do something to the kli in order to be mevatel l'shem kli for it to no longer be separate to the tumah, which you have to break it or do something to make a hole in it. You have to do something to it. You need a ma'isa. The ma'isa has to be there to be mevatel, to be mevatel the machshava. I think they're equating machshava and dibur over here. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah then says, ma'isa motzi bidei ma'isa. A ma'isa can be motzi, can we bring out another ma'isa? I mean, I had a ma'isa creating the kli, so a ma'isa of destruction of the kli can pull it out from shame kli, and therefore it's not susceptible to tuma. But machshava in motzia, sorry, ma'isa motzi bidei machshava u mi. I'm sorry again. Ma'isa motzi miyad ma'isa u miyad machshava. A ma'isa making a hole into this kli can remove the original ma'isa and the original machshava, but machshava ein motzia lo midei ma'isa velo midei machshava. A machshava alone cannot remove the shame kli. It can't remove the shame kli that was made. It can't remove the shame kli that you had machshava that it's finished. That machshava is not strong enough to be vatel machshava. So bishlama, Yesh Lakish says bishlama miyad ma'isa lo mafka. I understand why machshava cannot be mevatel ma'isa delo asi dibur mevatel ma'isa, because a dibur can't come and be mevatel ma'isa. Ela miyad machshava miha topic. If the only thing that I did was I had in mind that this is a complete kli, why can't I not have in mind to say this is no longer a complete kli? Why can't if you say dibur is mevatel dibur, why can't machshava be mevatel machshava? And so I'm not sure why that's a question only on Rav Yochanan. Because Reish Lakish also said that pure Dibor is about the pure Dibor. The reason why he said our case in Kedusha is different is because there was an Asinus Hamos. So I think he's asking on himself, I think he would be asking on himself as well. But the Gemara answers, nevertheless, the Gemara answers, Shaini Machshava the Tuma, Dechi Maisa Damli. Machshava of Tuma is different because the Torah equates Machshava of Tuma into a Maisa. There's a custom that the machshava that you have by making something susceptible to kavul tuma, it's equated to a ma'isa. How is that? Ukud Rav Papa, similar to Rav Papa. We also remember Rav Papa when we learned Bava, second parak of Bava Metzia. But he says the Rav Papa Rami. Rav Papa asks a steer on two psukim. One pasuk says, right, v'chi yutan mayim al zera v'nafam min nivlasim alav tamehu lachem, meaning that peros are kavul tuma. Right, let's have a food item. Those are they're only susceptible to become metame if you put the one of the seven liquids on them. Yachakadam. You put the seven liquids onto the fruit, and therefore, then if something touches them, they can become a kavul tuma. They can become a kavul tuma. But if they never get, they never hukshel a kavul tuma. If the water, the blood, the milk, the vessel fall on it, then if the metame touches it, they're not become tame. So he says. It says uksiv ki yitan yitain. It says ki yitain, which means that you have to put it on it. It has to be your. You have to put it on it. It has to be something that you will do. Bikarinan ki yutan. But it's read it's ki yutan, which is passive, meaning something falls on it. So haketsad yitain and yutan are two different things. Yitain means I place it. Yutan means it happens. It's passive and it happens on its own. Haketsad says ki yutan dumi de ki yitain. The ki yutan has to be similar to ki yitain. Ma yitain de nichle. Ki yitain means I wanted it on. I put it. I placed it there. So I had to have intent. Av yutan denichale. So too by yutan, it has to be denichale. Meaning I have to want. Yeah, the rain fell on it, and I say, oh, I'm glad it got wet. So you see from here that ki yutan happening passively has to have a similarity to me putting it on actively. Meaning it has to be with my das. So you see here that my das in tuma is equated to maisa. Falling passively is equated to me placing it on there. So it's different by tuma because the Torah there equates passivity to a machshava to a ma'isa. So that's why it's not a kasha but from tuma. You said tuma. It says that machshava can't be mevatel machshava. Of course not, because the original machshava is deemed the ma'isa because the kiyutan equals kiyitain. Okay. So according to what we had right now is the first mandamer. Everyone holds that a pure dibor can be mevatel another dibor. They all hold dibor mevatel dibor, but the machlokes in Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is a dibor that has a ma'isa katan. Right? Rav Yochanan says you could be mevatel that with the dibor. Our case of the ma'isa katan was the guy giving the Kesef Kedushin to the woman saying, Harit Mekdesh Lila Achar Shloshim Yom, doesn't have any chalos right now, but it will later. So that's a small maisa. Rav Yochanan says, Dibor, so the woman can then, if she acquiesces then, her Dibor later can be Mevatel, that Dibor, and therefore she can retract. And Reish Lakish says, no, once you have that small maisa, a pure Dibor later cannot be Mevatel, the Dibor in that small maisa. Now, that's how we learned the first mandamba. Rav Zvid learns differently. Rav Zvid masni lahaishmaita aha. He learned the sugya, meaning the machlokes, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, he had a different starting point, and from his different starting point, he's going to view machlokes differently, which is going to be that Reish Lakish is going to say that even a pure Dibor cannot be mevatel a pure Dibor. Right? We just said Reish Lakish agreed there. Here it's going to be different. We learned in the Mishnah, it's going to be on Daf Ayin Tes. V'chein he, meaning she, a woman. She'nasna reshlush l'shlucha l'kacha. She, I guess, appoints a shliach to accept kedushin for her on behalf of an individual. V'holcha he, v'kicha etz atzma. So the woman says, you accept kedushin on behalf of Reuven. The woman then goes ahead and she marries Shimon. So it seems to me that there's a maisa here that was mevatel the shlichos. Right? She's married to Shimon. So im shalah kadmu kiddushah kiddushin. If she got married to Shimon before the shliach was able to effectuate the marriage to Reuven, so she's married to Shimon. The im shal shlucha kadmu. But if her shliach got first, ain kiddushah kiddushin. Then her second kiddushin is not valid because she. The first he got was a legitimate shliach. He went and did the shlichos, and it happened first. He had authority. So the Gemara says, lo kitcha et atzma. Let's say the case was differently. Let's say the case was, she did not go Mekadosh herself to Shimon. But, the Chazraba, she just decided she retracts the appointment of Shlichus to marry, that she appointed Shlichus to marry Reuven, she retracts in that Shlichus. Mahu, what's the din? Does she have the power to retract that Shliach? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Choseres, Rabbi Yochanan says yes.
What?
Nothing. You're jumping the gun. Let's read the Gemara. So Mahu, right? What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Choseres. Rabbi Yochanan says she can retract. Reish Lakish Omer Eino Choseres. She doesn't have the koach to retract, even though the shliach didn't do anything yet. There was no maisa. The shliach didn't do anything yet. There's no maisa here. She says you're my shliach. Now you're not my shliach. Rabbi Yochanan says by saying you're not my shliach, he's no longer your shliach. Reish Lakish says no, he's still the shliach. So Rav Yochanan Omar Chuzeres, Rav Yochanan says she can retract, Asi Dibor, Mevatel Dibor. A pure Dibor can Mevatel a pure Dibor. Reish Lakish Omar Eino Chuzeres, Lo Asi Dibor, Mevatel Dibor. A Dibor cannot retract a Dibor. You'd have to do something else to retract the Dibor. There's not enough power over here. So here you see Reish Lakish is arguing even more. Right. He says that a pure Dibor cannot be Mevatel a pure Dibor. Our previous Manda Omar had Reish Lakish saying a pure Dibor can be Mevatel a Dibor. The only difference in our case was that because there was a small Maisa. Here, there's no maisa whatsoever, and he still says that it cannot retract. So, Esve, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and the same questions. Rav Yochanan asked Reish Lakish about the case in Trumos, right? You appointed a Baal Bais, appoints a Shliach, to him after Truma, Mipo Yerosav, be Bitel, and then he retracts and says, you're no longer my Shliach, Imach lo Tarim Bitel, ain't Trumos or Truma. But it works. If he's mevatel her the shlichus before the shlichus takes off the truma, then whatever the shlichus does take afterward is not considered valid truma. I mean, you mevatel the truma, you mevatel the shlichus just with the dibur. So Amar Rava Hachamai Eskinon. No, here you have to give. Now you have to give a ukimta to answer Reish Lakish. Hachamai Eskinon kigon shekadam balabayas v'tarum eskirio the havali ma'isa. Here, no. What happened was the balabayas went ahead and he was mafresh truma from somewhere else. He says, I'm being mafresh truma from here, so the shlichus doesn't have the... So it's a maisa being mevatel the dibor. That Reish Lakish agrees. He just says the dibor can't be mevatel the dibor, but a maisa can. So if I go ahead and I do a maisa that's mevatel the shlichus, then that's fine, according to Reish Lakish. So now Reish Lakish asks to Rav Yochanan the question that we had by Kalim. Esve, Reish Lakish, kol ha-kalim yordin l'day tu masa v'machshava. Every kli can become complete and therefore susceptible to tumah by machshava. I'm finished making the kli, right? They ain't olim bitumah son ela b'shino maisa, right? They can't come out from their tumah. I mean, you can't say they're no longer susceptible to tumah unless you do a maisa to it. Machshava is not enough, right? So we say, and right, we said ela b'shino maisa, maisa motzi miyad maisa umiyad machshava, but machshava eino motzia lo miyad ma'isiv lo miyad machshava. Meaning the machshava cannot be mevatel machshava. So bishlama miyad ma'isiv lo mafka lo asa dibur mevatel ma'isa. I understand why the dibur, the machshava, cannot break off or cannot overrule a ma'isa. But elam miyad machshava miyad topic. But if I didn't do anything to it, I just had a ma'isa. I had a mind that's complete. Now I have a mind that's not complete. Why can't the machshava be mevatel the machshava? The Gemara says different because by Mevatara we say that the machshava is equated to a ma'isa from the pasuk that we just saw before. We'll read it again. Amalei Rav Yochanan answers to Reish Lakish: Shani machshava the tuma, machshava tuma is different. Dechi ma'isa dami, it's equated to a ma'isa. Ukid Rami the Rav Papa, like Rav Papa said, the Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked a stira between how the pasuk is written and how the pasuk is read. Ksev ki yitein v'karin ki yutan. Haketzad ki yutan dumi dechi yitein ma yitan denichale af yutan nami denichale. Something falls onto the fruit; it has to be with your assent, your acquiescence. You have to want that, and therefore, then that ki yutan is equal ki yitein. So your agreement is as if you placed it on there. So you see, machshava equals a ma'isa there. That's why you need more than a machshava to mevatel it. You would need a ma'isa as well. Okay, next question. Esvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. Again, in this Manda Amar, Reish Lakish holds that a pure Dibor cannot be Mevatel a pure Dibor. So Esvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Hashaleach ged le'ishto. Guy sends a shliach to divorce his wife. V'higia b'shaliach. And he catches up to the shaliach. O sheshalach achar a shliach. Or he sends a shliach two to catch the shliach one. V'amar lo and says, get shenasati lecha batal hu. The get that I gave to you is batal. So harayza batal. The Dibor is being Mevatel the Dibor. Right? So, Tiyufta the Reish Lakish, Tiyufta here, it's a Kashan Reish Lakish. Because what are you doing? There's no Maisa here. I appointed you a Shliach, and now I'm decommissioning you. You're no longer my Shliach. Dibor is being Mevatel the Dibor. So, Gemara says that's a Kashan on Reish Lakish. Interestingly, the Yerushalmi answers the question for Reish Lakish. It's funny. Mevatel says Tiyufta, it's a real Tiyufta, but the Yerushalmi says that the case could simply be where the Baal was Mevatel the Shliach in Beis Din. And that's a higher level. That's a Maisa becomes a Maisa Beis Din. So the Maisa is Mevatel the Dibor. So that's, they have an answer. But the Abavli does not answer that way and leaves it as a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish. Fine. So now the Gemara says, V'hilchasa kivasei de Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, but filu kamaisa. Even in the original case was where we thought there was a small maisa. Remember the original case we had back in the first mandomer was harei mukdash li achash loshim yom. Rish Lakish said there that there's a little bit of a maisa. Rabbi Yochanan said that the dibor can still be mevatel that maisa. So the halacha would be that she could, before 30 days she can retract and say I no longer want the kiddushin. But filu kamaisa be afal gav di ikel meimer shining the sinas mos liyad isha de maisa nami. Even though in that case you might have thought to say that the giving of the money at day one constitutes a ma'isa because it's giving her now with the effect for 30 days. Sorry? So shayin sinas mos lemeimar shayin sinas mos la'ishu the ma'isa dami afilu hachi asa dibor mevatel dibor. Nevertheless, you can say a dibor can come and mevatel the dibor because that's too small of a ma'isa to count because it doesn't have any chalos, it doesn't create anything at this moment. The Gemara then says, "Kasha hilchasa hilchasa." The Gemara thinks, if we pass like Rav Yochanan, I'm going to ask you a stira to a way that we pass in a different halacha. Kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Amart says here hilchasa ki Rav Yochanan. It says here the halacha is like Rav Yochanan. The kaimelon hilchasa ki Rav Nachman. But elsewhere we say the halacha is like Rabbi Nachman, right? Halacha hilchasa ki Rav Yochanan. The kaimelon hilchasa ki Rav Nachman. The Yibaylu. Now they're going to tell us what the case of Nachman was. The Bailu, they had a suffix in the yeshiva by, there was a din Torah over there about a Mishnah and Gittin, right? The Mishnah and the Gittin said there, Shaleach get le'ishto b'yad shliach, you can mevatel. If I send my get to via shliach, I can mevatel the get, I mevatel the shlichus, and I'm done. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, you mevatel the shlichus. Mahu sheyachzor v'yigarishbo. Can I then go and use this get that was in the hands of the shliach? Can I use it on my own? Or is the get done as well? I was mevatel the shlichus. But what's the story with the get? So Rav Nachman Amar chozel megarishbo. You can go ahead and use the get and divorce her. For Rav Sheshes Amar ain't no chozel megarishbo.
The same man and woman.
Of course, it has to be the
same man and woman.
Yeah.
He was going to send the divorce and then he changed his mind back again.
No, he only, according to Rav Nachman, he only changed his mind on the guy with the shliach. He says, you know what? I don't want the shliach to divorce her. I'll do it on my own. Okay. I'll do it on my own. Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarishbo. Rav Sheshes Amar Eino Chozer Megarishbo. No, Rav Sheshes says you cannot use it. The understanding that the Gemara now is saying that the Gemara assumes that the reason of Nachman that you're permitted to use the get is because the Dibor is not going to be Vatel Dibor.
Right.
So the Gemara says, V'kai Melon Hilchos Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, that's a totally different case. Is what you were mentioning. Nehi Dibatel Mitor Shliach, Mitor Get Lo Batla. The guy never was Mavatel to get.
Yeah,
he was Mavatel to Shlichus. So that's a different story. So yeah, the Dibor is Mavatel, the Dibor is Mavatel Dibor. What was the Dibor? The Dibor was the appointment of the Shlichus. And now he's decommissioning the Shlichus with the Dibor. That's fine. But the get itself is still valid. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said, right, home Elisha Mudeshli Achashloshin Yom, and someone jumps in and Mekadish her within the 30 days, Mikudeshus L'Sheni. The Kedusha to the second one is Chal. So Amarav, Mikudeshus L'Sheni La'Ola. That's pure. She's Mikudeshus to the second one. There's no Shaila. The first guy is not here at all. She's Mikudeshus L'Sheni La'Ola. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Eina Mikudeshus L'Sheni Achashloshin Yom. Now, the Kedusha is only valid to the second one up to day 30, and after day 30, Achashloshin Yom. But La'Achashloshin Yom, after 30 days, the Kedushin of the second guy goes away, and the first Kedushin jumps over. So Yossi Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda comes and says, what are you talking about? Kedushin Sheni, but my pocket. How does a Kedushin just disintegrate? The only way you can get rid of a full-fledged Kedushin is by divorce or death.
Yes, right.
So what's going on here? Where did it go? So Gemara says, you're right. Amalei Rav Yosef, Mara Reisha Masmalei, and therefore Kashle. You learned this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel on the Reisha. Right, and therefore you have the kasha. It's a good kasha, but Rabbi Yehuda Seifa Masnile and Lo Kashle. Rabbi Yehuda learns this on the Seifa about our case where nobody jumped in. But the case of you learn the case of Harim Medishni Achar Shloshim Yom, but Rabbi Yehuda learns on the Seifa the Mishnah was Me Achshav Yachar Shloshim Yom. So there, that's where they have the Machlokas Rav Shmuel. So what's that case? How do you follow that case? So I say, Harei Mekudeshes Li, Me Achshav Yad Shloshim Yom. So after day 30, what happens is that the Kedushin is Chal retroactively to day 1. It's Me Achshav, meaning it's a Tanai. There's a Tanai over here. So that's the Shaila. So Amarav, Mekudeshes is Ein Mekudeshes. What happens over here, I say, Harei Mekudeshes Li, Me Achshav Yad Shloshim Yom. And Reuven comes in and is Mekadisher within the 30 days. So there, Rav says, Mekudeshes Ein Mekudeshes, meaning she's a suffix Mekudeshes to both, La'olam, and if she wants to marry anybody, she has to get a get from both. Right, La'olam. Shmuel Amar, Mekudeshes Ein Mekudeshes, Ela Ad Shloshim Yom, Bala Achar Shloshim Yom, Paka Kedushay Sheni, Begama Kedushay Rishon. So he says, no, it's a suffix Kedushin, it's a suffix Kedushin only for the first 30 days, but after 30 days, the Kedushay Sheni are going to fall away, because at day 30, retroactively, the Kedushin of the first guy is Chal from day 1. Not from point 1. Just give me 1 minute. So Lurav Misafkale Itanahave. Rav had a suffix whether it's a tnai, meaning Me Akshav Atzloshim Yon is a tnai, which means Harei At Mekudeshes Li on condition that I come back to you after 30 days. So he thinks that Lashon was a tnai. If the Lashon was a tnai, that means it's Chal at day 30, not at day 1. So Ichazara Havi. So therefore, if he comes back, the tnai is valid. So at day 30, that's where the marriage takes place. L'Shmuel Pshitile, right? Itnai Havi Ichazara Havi. Oh, sorry. Rav is not sure if it's a Tanai or it's Chazara. If it's a Tanai, that means at day 30, the Tanai is valid, and therefore the Kedushin are retroactive to day 1. Or Rav says, maybe Harei Mekudeshes Li Me'achshav Yad Shloshim Yom, the Shloshim Yom is Chazara. He's retracting, saying, no, not Me'achshav, from Shloshim Yom. So he's a suffix of where the Kedushin is Chal, at day point 1 or at point 2, at day 30. L'Shmuel Pshitile the Tanahave. Shmuel, it's Pashit, that's a Tanai. Therefore, at day 30, the Tanai is fulfilled, and therefore the marriage is valid starting all the way back from day 1. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up later.